Welcome to Women Writing Men. I'm Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hi.
And it's been a while.
Since
we've recorded. And it took both of us a little while to read this book. This book is The Darkest Star by Jennifer L. Armentrout. And Mariah, you know, she told me about it and she was like, this is part, it's like a offshoot of an established series kind of thing. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's like, some of the characters, actually maybe all of them. It's confusing. Some of the characters were in, this is like a continuation. It's not a sequel to a book. It's a standalone series, but the characters were from another series.
Yeah.
And people loved the characters so much that the author was just like, I'm going to write more books about this and give you more story.
Yeah. More to the world sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're just starting there. Which is, it's fine. Like, they do a fine job explaining.
They
like,
do.
What's
yeah.
going on.
That's why I say it's not the second book of a sequel, because, like, they do introduce every character like it's the first book.
Yeah.
Where if you're reading the second book, they don't introduce characters from the first book.
Yeah.
The way they do.
Yeah, but there are, like, a lot of characters.
Yes.
So then you're, like, you're sitting there, like, are you relevant? Why do you exist?
So, and also, just so listeners are aware, the reason this book was picked was because Jennifer L. Armentrout, at the time of picking the book, was, like, all over TikTok. This was the book I was able to get at the library. I don't think this was the one that I was seeing people being like, read it, but I looked it up, her name, at the library, and I was like, oh, here's a book in stock, and that is also a part of why this one was picked, because I was like, oh, apparently people are keen on her, and this book is in stock at the library.
Yeah. It all worked out. What are the things we usually do? Do you want to do a quick summary?
We do how we felt about the book.
Oh, okay.
And then a quick summary. Okay. I don't know what comes first.
Okay. Overall, by the end of it, I was, like, into it.
Me too.
But,
It took a while. It was a slow burn. Because I was comparing it to Rush.
Yeah.
How many episodes ago this was, I don't remember. But that was a sequel too. And I was like, I do not want to read the sequel of this book. But by the end of this one, I was like, I kind of want to know where this goes.
I could see, yeah.
Yeah. I might not read them, but I was more inclined to read them than other books where we happen to read the first book and we're like, whoop.
Yeah, and just so listeners know, I'm not big on aliens. Oh, spoiler, we got aliens here.
Rush also had aliens.
Yeah, I'm not big on aliens, but I liked this take on aliens.
More than typical?
Yeah, and it surprised me how much I liked it. I also, like, the heroine, I was surprised by. Some of her narration was annoying, but her decisions were very logical.
Okay.
And so I liked her for that reason.
Interesting. Because I feel like her decisions were illogical. So I'd be curious to see which decisions that you thought she was making that you were like, I'm on board. And I was like, you fool!
I'm excited about those too.
I was mostly unimpressed with her. What's her name? Let me guess. In my head, I want to say Clara.
You're wrong.
What's her name? Evie!
Evie!
Yes! Second guess! I got her!
Oh my goodness. You remember the boy's name?
I didn't, but it was the first thing on my notes, so I can't pretend to guess anymore. I do know his name.
Yeah, it was Luke.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if it hadn't been, like, his name is Luke, that's my first note. I wouldn't have known.
Alrighty. Sorry, your thoughts overall?
Oh, yeah, so my overall thoughts. I'm pretty much similar to you in that I did enjoy it by the end. I liked where it was heading. Clearly, it was like the intention of the author was like, I'm setting up a series here, mm-hmm. which can be difficult when you're only going to plan on reading one of the books because you're like, let's get to it.
Yeah.
And you know that the getting to it is coming later. Like, later is in book number 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And so I could understand why it was the way it was.
Yeah.
I think what I struggled with, if I want to just name it, like, really easily, and we'll get into it as we go, is that this is a book written for teenagers, and I just didn't, clearly, and I didn't think that it was, like, good. Like, I was like, I don't think teenagers are going to learn good things from this. And that bothers me as a person who's not a teenager anymore. I'm like, no, don't go with the boy. Stand strong.
Yeah. Okay. And that's, yeah. There was also things that I felt like were almost pandering to teens.
Yeah. Maybe that's like some of the things that I felt. And I was just like, don't do this. Teens are better than this.
That's, yeah. That's, I think, like, I just feel like we should treat teens not as, like, an alien species that we have to, like, pander to. They are, we are all teens still to this day. Yeah, so, yeah, do you want to do a quick summary?
I'll try.
It's really hard.
It's really hard because this book was just, like, kind of chaos. All over the place. Yes. So, we have Evie. Also hard for me because I read this, like, 2 months ago. So, like, here we go. What was it about? Evie, who is a girl, and Luke, who is not a boy. But also not a girl.
This is off to a great start.
And they meet. This is so bad. Like, stuff happens at a club. And then they meet, and he's super, like, I want to be close to you, but I'm not going to tell you why. And then girls start dying. Yeah. And she's like, what's going on? And Luke's still creeping around. And he's showing up everywhere. I'm like, and that's
all I can say.
I don't really remember the end of the book. I don't remember, like, one big moment, but I feel like I don't want to talk about it. And then, like, I feel like that was in the middle, though, and I'm like, what comes after? The thing with her mom.
Yeah.
I remember that, but I feel like that was kind of in the middle.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll get there.
But if it was at the end, it feels like that's, like, not a good ending. And that's why I'm, like, confused, because I'm like, what happens after that?
Yeah. All right, we gotta get into this.
So sorry about the summary, guys.
Yeah, that was terrible. Yeah, so they're at this club. Evie has this friend named Heidi, who is there with her at the club. They briefly mention her mom, who's this badass named Sylvia. Those are relevant characters. We're going to name them.
Yeah,
there's some random boys that are not going to get named.
Okay, like all of his employees, right?
Yeah, like I named them in my notes because I was like, surely they will be relevant.
And then they just weren't. But there were so many of them.
Yeah. Evie describes herself as having eyes too big for my roundish, freckled face. I wrote Heidi gay, question mark, and then Evie blonde, question mark. Because apparently that's introduced at this point.
I just, okay.
It's relevant that Evie is blonde.
This is like, was it? Okay, I don't remember that. But I already had a problem, chapter one, about Evie and her, like, self-consciousness.
Was it? Okay. Unrealistic.
So she calls herself average looking and then complains about, like, that she can't pull off cat eye and she can't, like, buzz her hair. And I just, this is the thing about the teenager. Like, right away, I was like, why? Why can't, because I was like, every single book, the girl is always average looking and then this hot boy comes in and then they fall in love and she's like, maybe I am beautiful. I'm like, why can't you just be confident in your averageness and then a guy likes you for that? Like, why? I'm like, what are you teaching girls?
Yeah.
Bothers me. I'm like, could we read a book where the girl is confident in who she is?
That would be pretty neat. not here, though. Yeah, so this is a club for aliens.
So we're mixing in self-consciousness, being accepted by the world, and alien clubs.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's this alien species called the Luxon, who are from some planet. The planet got destroyed. They're on Earth now.
There was a big war.
There was a big invasion, and it was all scary. That was like 4 years ago, and now the aliens are kind of assimilated.
Yeah, because the humans won, and the aliens that didn't get killed in the war
are like just living on Earth now.
Yeah.
But they're pretty discriminated against.
Yes.
And they have these electric sort of powers.
Yes.
And so they have to wear disablers to not be dangerous.
Yes.
It's not great for.
They can do more than just electric powers, though, I think,
they have a lot of weird powers, and I don't fully understand all of them, because, like, spoiler, he's something else.
So it's like, what can he do that they can't do?
Like, yeah, so, like, you find, like,
out a lot of what he can do.
And then not necessarily what, like, a standard Luxon can do.
Yeah.
So it's
confusing.
Yeah. Which other books probably do a better job, but yeah, and her dad died in the alien war.
Yes. Also, okay, I don't have very... My notes are really... It's kind of like just random thoughts I had. Because I was like, oh, okay, trying to imagine. Because also the Luxon don't look like humans.
Yeah.
They choose to look like humans.
Yeah.
But typically, and I...
Yeah, tell me what you imagine they look like in their base form.
I mean... I guess, like, a human body without features glowing. Like a light bulb.
Yeah, that was, I pictured that a little bit. They described them as jellyfish-like.
So, like, squishy. Yeah. Squishy human blobs.
Yeah, the glow.
The glow.
But yeah, that's kind of what we know about them. The other plot line, so Heidi is at this club because she wants to meet this girl, Emery. Who, like, is around the whole time. Both of them don't matter. Like, I...
No.
Their relationship is just unfolding and doesn't mean anything, really.
Yeah.
So, that...
is happening.
Yeah.
We won't talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it from now on.
I think we're gonna have to, but...
But very rarely.
It's not... Yeah. Okay, so then she meets... So, Evie meets Luke, and she's like... Luke is so beautiful. He's the most beautiful thing she's ever seen in her life. He's got messy brown hair, impossibly high cheeks, a carved square jaw. And he's sitting with his thighs spread and looks arrogant.
This is chapter two, right? Did you write the chapters?
No, this isn't even chapter two yet.
Okay, so I didn't write anything about Luke in chapter one.
Okay. Yeah, so Luke is hanging out with a Luxon, like, someone who's clearly a Luxon, but he looks like he might not be for some reason.
Well, because Luke isn't wearing a band,
but
the other guy, I think, was.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how they can tell.
And then it's also frowned upon for humans and Luxon to...
be together. I think it's, like, not even frowned upon. I think it's illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they say that. Chapter one, we had one of my least favorite lines.
Was it Boom Chicka Boom Boom or whatever?
No.
Oh,
what was that?
She called. Oh, mine was that she calls sex bow chicka wow wow, and I was like, oh.
She says, "I want someone to look at me like I look at tacos."
Okay, I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, bad. So this book was off to a kind of rough start as far as, like, it's first person, and so there's a lot of Evie's thoughts, and some of them are very, like,
not impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, so she sees Luke from, like, across the room, and then this guy, bouncer dude, he's named Clyde, doesn't matter, he comes and, like, she thinks she's gonna get thrown out of the club, but then he takes her over to see Luke.
Yes.
Oh, did you note, in chapter two, we get his smell?
Yeah, I noted it. And I was really impressed with her, because she says, he smells like pine and soap. And then she says, I think it's weird I'm smelling.
Yes!
And I was like, thank you, Evie!
Yeah, she said, was I really smelling him? What's wrong with me? And I was like, yeah, that's a weird thing to be doing.
But at least she picked up on it. And all the rest of the girls are just like, that's what he smells like.
Huh? I'm just sniffing him all the time. Oh, she experiences deja vu at this point.
Interesting. What was the deja vu?
I think she just was like
had this moment of like
when she was meeting him. Which makes sense later in the book.
Yes.
Oh, I hate all the lines that I've written down. Okay, also, I noted... Oh, Evie kept noticing what his shirts said.
Oh, really? I didn't pick up on that.
You didn't notice the shirts?
No.
They're horrible. They're the most offensive thing about this book.
So what was his shirt saying tonight?
It had a llama on it, and it said, no drama llama.
Oh my gosh. How old is he?
He's supposed to be, like, 18.
Yeah. That's...
And, like, they said that he, like, gets them as a joke from one of the boys. that he's friends with, but like
they even mentioned this. I really missed this. Like, not only does he wear weird shirts, but the author was like, I have to explain why he's wearing them.
Yeah. And I was like, I hated them so much. He says something like, I know who you really are, Evelyn. And he like knows her full name. And yes. She's like, how do you know me?
Yes.
Yeah. And then she finds this extremely creepy at first.
Yes. Which... I mean, this was, I know a lot of people like almost this like enemies to lovers mm-hmm. kind of situation, which I kind of was like, what maybe she was trying to set up, because Luke is just not a nice guy to her for a long time.
He's just creepy and kind of obsessed with her.
Yes. Also a thing that bothers me about a book for teenagers, because I'm like, don't go after men who are rude.
Yeah.
Walk away from them. Yeah. Do not be tempted. What are you teaching these girls that let men can walk all over them? No.
Yeah.
I got angry.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, I was angry. I'm like, he's bad.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, so she's like, you're really creepy. And he's like, I've been told that before. And I was like, red flag.
Yes. He also says, my other thing he says, because she's like, why did you bring me over here? Like, you're being a butt. And he says, everything has to do with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you douchebag. Like, come on. How arrogant do you have to be?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so then they get raided.
By the police.
Yeah.
Because so not only is it a Luxon? I called them Luxon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's weird. Yeah. Sorry. I feel like that's a not
Luxon. Luxon. What's the difference? Okay, anyways. The Luxon bar, and it's known in the community that illegal things happen here.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, a good bar. It's a dangerous bar. Mm-hmm. So the police have raided.
Yeah. And also, like, by the way, Evie's, like, 18, and so she's...
underage.
And has a fake ID.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Far, far off from being allowed to be in a bar.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's this raid, and then he, like, pulls her into this tiny, weird closet space for raids or something. Like, I have no idea what the point of this space is. Yeah,
it was secret. Like, they couldn't... A secret and hatch is kind of how I envision it.
Yeah, yeah, but they're, like, pressed up, raid against each other, and then they proceed to have a full-on conversation while they're hiding.
Wait, I have to say something. Because I was really impressed. She was wearing high heels, and while they were running, her shoes fell off, and I was like, thank you, female author, because 100% you would not run away in heels.
Yeah.
It would be impossible.
Yeah.
And I was really thoroughly impressed, because, like, in every movie, in running scenes, the female just keeps her heels on. It's like, I can run as fast as if I wasn't wearing heels. No, you can't. And I had to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, so he kisses her in the tiny, cramped closet space, and then he's like, I'm not a Luxon.
And I'm not human.
Yeah. Which, you know, as the book commences, this all makes sense, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Another thing. I'm gonna say all the reasons why I'm like, why are you with him? Because he starts touching her, and she says, don't, and he keeps touching her!
Yeah.
And I was like, author, consent is real. Don't teach girls that you tell a boy to stop, and he just keeps rubbing you until you like it more! No!
Yeah.
I was bothered.
Yeah.
I was bothered by Luke for a long, long time.
Yeah. So then she manages to escape the club and finds Heidi.
Yes. And then, like, the day is done. I have to say, just now, because this is when it's first introduced, and my cheesiest line is about it, she smells like peaches. So they also tell us what she smells like.
Yeah.
Which, that doesn't normally happen.
Yeah. Is that soon? Because...
No, it comes, like, far away.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But I'm pointing it now. This is when he, in the closet's like, you smell like peaches.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so Heidi was extremely chill about the raid. She was like, whatever. Raids happen, you know? And, see, so Evie is like, to Heidi, she's like, you cannot go back to that club. That is not a safe place. It's not cool to be there. And then, of course, Evie left her phone there. And so she has to go back to the club. So she brings, speaking of characters that I didn't understand the point of.
Big James Davis.
Is that his name?
I was like reading it and I was like, who are you? And
then, yeah.
That's her friend.
Yeah. She has this friend named James who like has no point.
No. Other than that he's big and comes with her sometimes to places.
Yeah. He literally like, he extra has no point.
Yeah.
Compared to other people. But maybe he will later in the series. I don't know. Yeah, so she gets a bad vibe from the club, but goes anyway. I wrote about some of the other randos there.
At the club?
Like, there's a guy, Grayson, who is just a total lollipop-sucking freak.
Is that what the author wrote, or is that what you wrote?
I don't know! Yeah, so she goes to the club, and then Luke has her phone. And then I wrote, she goes into a dark room and gets kind of strangled.
I wrote about that in, she gets strangled by this man who's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it was like a misunderstanding.
It was misunderstanding, but this is, I guess this is, I'm like, I read it and I was like, obviously, like, I figured out. In my head, this is what happened. It was a Luxon alien who had a, because then when she's done being strangled, she sees that there's like this woman and a baby in the room too. And I was like, oh, okay, so like Luke is hiding people who are aliens.
Needing to, yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm so confused. I'm like, dude, this seems really obvious. Which, is that like, is that almost pandering to teenagers? I'm like, would teenagers have read that and been like, doy, like, why is Evie so stupid in this moment? Is it just because she was strangled and like,
I don't know what's going on?
Yeah.
On the one hand, I kind of support authors just being really clear about what's going on, just, you know, to make sure they don't think that Luke is like kidnapping Luxon or something, or like holding them hostage or something. But yeah, it is pretty obvious. And it also, like, doing this chapter break thing where you're in the dark and being strangled, and then the next chapter it's like, oh, everything was fine. I'm like, all right, that exact thing happened in Rush. Yeah.
So this is where I'm like, you can see what the author is trying to do, because he's doing good things, but he's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where, I can't even say this is my worst line, because I've quoted a lot of lines in this one, but he goes, Peaches, I am really beginning to have a thing for Peaches. And I just wrote WTF, like, in big, like, I was really uncomfortable with this.
I didn't write my line where it came. I just put it in the top of my notes, but I'm like, my line came much later, so we'll get to it. It's about Peaches. It's great. I forgot that he called her Peaches for the rest of the dang book.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all Peaches from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then there's like this guy who got attacked by some, like a Luxon who got attacked and is really weak, named Chaz or something.
Doesn't matter. So there's like something going on.
So then she sees like the Luxon's jellyfish form thing.
Yes, and he's healing.
And then they're talking about how Luxon are being healing powered.
But they're being attacked. And like, what's going on?
Yeah.
There's something happening behind the scenes in the dark of the night.
Yeah, and then Luke is all like, you're not leaving here.
Yes.
Like, because you've seen too much. Yeah.
I wrote at this point, because like, and Luke knows so much about her, like, he's creepy. Like, in my head, I'm like, this is creepy. Like, why does he know? Like, he knows that her mom works in the military.
Yeah.
He also tells her that he had a deal with her mom to stay away from Evie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's telling this to you?
He didn't say it was specifically to stay away from Evie. He just said we had some sort of deal.
Okay, well, I concluded.
She doesn't know what the heck it is.
I mean, I concluded immediately. It's to stay away from Evie.
Yeah.
And I wrote, I'm just really confused, but like, where this is going, because how could anyone fall for this butthole? I was frustrated. Yeah, okay, okay. And then.
Hold on.
No, you just said that she's going to be trapped here, and I wrote all of this stuff before she's being kept was in chapter 6. And when he's decided he's going to keep her is chapter 7.
All the creepy stuff about the mom is later, though.
No, he said it. Chapter 6.
That he had a deal with the mom?
Yeah. Right away.
I thought he said that when he was, like, talking to the mom.
No. Right away in chapter 6, he implies something about
that he has
a deal with his mom.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay.
And I was like, okay, wait, what?
Okay. So then they have, like, there's a brief moment where they're like, he would never...
I hurt people, but I'd never hurt you in that moment.
Yeah, because he throws her into a room to be like, you're staying at my club for life or something. And then she's like, you're hurting me. And then he's like, I would never hurt you.
But you are hurting him. Her. Ugh.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but then when he says, I would never hurt you, she's like, oh, I believe him. He sounds so genuine. I'm like, all liars sound genuine while they're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, I was bothered.
And then we find out that there's this girl, Colleen, who Evie saw at the club, who is now missing.
Yes. I wrote in chapter 1, I didn't talk about it because I was like, whatever, but I wrote, obviously she's important, otherwise they wouldn't have mentioned her. They mentioned her, like, this was what was confusing, though, because I was right about that one.
Yeah.
They mentioned her really briefly, and I was like, obviously she's coming back in some way.
Yeah.
But then there are other characters that, like...
They mentioned briefly, but
No, but Colleen is missing now.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You know when we were talking about how, like, he has a bunch of boys for some reason?
Yeah, they're irrelevant.
Yeah, no, there's, like, Clyde, Archer, Kent, Damon, Grayson. Like, I'm like, what? Do these matter? Connor? All these named characters that I'm like, who are you and why?
Like,
he
could have just had, like, one friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because later on, they all, like, do things for him, but he could have just had the one doing all of the things. Why did he need five?
Yeah, he had a lot of boys.
I did point out, though, around this time, like, all these boys are super shocked to see Evie. They're like,
whoa.
And I was like, obviously, there's something that's going to be revealed. And I was like, it better be worth it.
Yeah.
I was like, they shouldn't be this surprised. She's just this random girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also questioned, I just was questioning. I didn't write what was happening because I said she doesn't remember her dad at all.
Yeah.
And I was like, how long ago was the war? It was four years ago. She's 17 now. She's 17, actually. That's what I've written. So I was like, you don't remember your father? Like, you were 13 when you last saw him. I was confused.
Yeah. That's fair. That's reasonable confusion. Yeah. So then we meet the mom, Sylvia. And...
Oh, this is interesting. Some of my notes. Like, knowing where this book is going. So we meet Sylvia, and she's, like, drop-dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I commented, makes Evie feel bad about herself. And I was like, I'm confused, because if your mom is drop-dead gorgeous...
You should also be
at least somewhat attractive. Like, that's how genetics work. And I was confused.
Yeah.
So, which made me think she actually is better looking.
Yes.
Then she's putting, but she has low self-esteem, so she sees herself as ugly.
But no. Her mom is actually very beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, so her mom researches infectious diseases. I wrote clearly involved with Lux and stuff.
I didn't write anything else about the mother.
Yeah, so then Luke shows up at the house and the mom pulls out a shotgun from like the
couch. This happened in this chapter?
We're on chapter 8.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then Luke is all like, hey, Sylvia, and she's like, hi, Luke.
And Evie's like, Mom has shotguns in the couch cushions!
And then Luke has a shirt.
And what does it say today?
It says, dill with it, and it has a pickle on it.
Oh.
Yeah, so then Luke, like, takes the gun and, like, melts it or something, and then Evie throws a candle holder at him. Okay, hold on. Okay. This one, I think, might be my dumbest line in the whole book. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It took everything in me not to jump on him like a rabid platypus, and that would be bad because a platypus was poisonous. And I was like, you fucking author, you found this fact on the internet. Platypus are venomous. They're not poisonous. Poisonous is if you eat it, it makes you sick. You don't eat a platypus and it makes you sick. They have barbs for use. It was just...
I'm so sorry. I don't know much about platypus, so I didn't catch that.
It was... It was just a weird... Like, I was like, you inserted this platypus information and then dared to get it wrong. Like... Anyway, then Luke is all like, the deal is whatever, all bets are off now.
Yes. Okay. I'm writing this now, and I can... So, he tells her a few chapters back that he made a deal to stay away from Evie. He didn't say it was with her mom, but I assumed that, and then I was right.
Yeah.
That's why that was confusing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So that's why my notes said that. I should make it clear what thoughts are mine and what thoughts are straight from the book, because they're getting jumbled.
Yeah, so Luke does, he's all like, all bets are off, and then he just leaves, and then Sylvia, like, sits down with Evie and is like, all right, I have to tell you something very important. And then she's like, Luke knew your dad.
And your dad's evil.
And your dad is evil. And then the Luxon were here for a while, and they were getting, like, they were just chilling.
But then the ones that came for the war were actually evil Luxon. Mm-hmm. So basically all of the actual evil ones are dead. And the ones that are left are mostly just ones that were always here kind of thing.
Yeah, and they're nice and chill.
Yeah, I figured they would be.
Yeah.
There's all this, like, anti-Luxon stuff, and, like, she watches the news, and the president's, like, planning on separating them. I'm like, goodness me, like...
Yeah.
They're literally wearing a band around their wrists. It makes them impossible to do anything.
Yeah.
And they've been here forever. But did the president must have known that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was some kind of, like... What is that called? Commentary on, like, current society. And
yeah.
But instead of minorities and whites, it was white. All humans versus aliens.
I know. It's very, like, cycle of the thing.
Do you think that racists would read this and be like, yeah, lock up the aliens!
Great question.
What do I have from here? So after Luke leaves... She describes him to herself in her head as wicked.
Whoa. Sylvia also says that her dad made it so Luke would lose someone very important to him.
Yes.
Which I was... And then Sylvia was like, Luke would never hurt you.
Yes.
Which I was like, that's really weird, but okay.
Yes, I wrote that one down too, because I was like... What? Why would you know that, mother?
Yeah.
And then I was like, and why at this point wouldn't Evie be like, why not?
Yeah.
Like, that would be my first thought of, like, my mom thinks this guy's not going to hurt me. I want to know why my mom thinks that.
Because he's been really creepy so far.
So that was one of the things that I was like, this is illogical. Like, one of her illogical...
Logics.
Yes. Yeah. Like, find out right now.
Yeah.
Don't wait on this.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead with what...
So, yeah, so she, in her head, is thinking about Luke, I guess, and she describes him as wicked with a secret of twist. And I'm like, and now you're going to go fall in love with him? He's wicked. Don't fall in love with the wicked people. But she will. I have to say one thing from chapter 8, I just want to say it because I think it's funny. So I wrote, Colleen is missing, and I don't really care, like, quote, I'm not really concerned, but I figured I should write it down just to remember. I was like, all this stuff is happening and I'm gonna forget, so better write it in that she's gone.
Yeah.
MIA. Okay, chapter 10.
Yeah, chapter 10, I wrote, nothing has happened.
Oh yeah, chapter 10 was so useless.
Yeah.
Except for we meet her friends, and of course she has to have a punch too.
Yep.
And one of her friends is extremely racist.
Yes. Alienist. But yeah.
Alienist.
And then there's one where I'm going to name her because
the racist one?
No. So she's got Heidi. She's got this friend Zoe who is just chilling and there. And then she's got April who is racist.
Yeah.
And then James who is also not important.
My note, I wrote, alien racism is real. That's all I wrote. What does that mean? Why did I think that's important to remember? Anyways, yeah.
She runs into a guy in the parking lot and drops her books, and he picks them up. And then she goes to the park to take pictures. She runs into Luke.
Okay, I gagged. Literal gagged as I read this part of the book. Like,
why? Like, what?
Because now Luke, because there's Luke, and she's like telling, like, mad at him, and she's like, you basically kidnapped me. And then he says, well, that just shows you how much I like you. I'm like, what? I didn't actually what. I went, this is terrible. You don't kidnap people you like.
He explains why he tried to kidnap her.
Oh, I've liked her comeback for this. This was one of my, like, good...
Yeah. Good No, they had some good banter here.
A couple times, she had terrible banter back with him. Like maybe good banter, but I was like, you're a fool. But in this moment, he says he has good reasons for keeping her. Mm-hmm. And she says, I'm sure most serial killers have good reasons for cutting up and eating their victims, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. See, that was where, like, I felt like her, some of her thought processes were, like, very justifiable, and I was like, okay, that's reasonable for the situation. And then she apologizes for having a bad dad because her mom has told her that her dad was evil. And he's like, it's fine. And then he's like, you're very findable.
He says, yeah, I was bothered by that too, because he says that and then he just is like, peace. And now she's like kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you're a butt. You're a big butt. You're like making her feel
unsafe.
For no good reason. I don't like Luke.
Yeah. So then she comes home and she's all nervous. And then she sees, I don't know what this was, but when she was at the park, she saw April and there was like a weird shadow behind her.
Yeah. I don't actually, this is interesting. So I wrote in this moment, I feel like the important bits that are clearly going to come back later are too obvious. Like, can we have some subtlety, please? Because I was like, okay, Colleen's obviously going to come back. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote this picture she takes. But I don't remember why that comes back.
No, I don't think it...
I don't think it does. I was like, why did that happen now?
Maybe it's something later with the other kind of aliens.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It feels like that was weird.
Yeah.
So she's actually confusing us. She's like... pretending to foreshadow things that never come.
Yeah. Chapter 12, Amanda is missing, as well as Colleen. And then someone comes into her house, and then Zoe randomly shows up, like, 0.4 seconds later.
And then I wrote, are they making Zoe suspicious for a reason?
Yeah. Are they just, like, making her...
Because in this moment, Evie mentions that Zoe doesn't have parents.
And never comes over
when her mom's at home. And she lives with her uncle, who Evie has never seen, even though Zoe and Evie are our best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, suspect.
Yeah, Zoe real sketchy. But it felt like Zoe was just like a plant, you know? Like, the author was like, be suspicious.
Oh, yeah, here's another logical decision. So now, like, the break-ins happen, her mom comes home, and she's like, I'm not going to tell my mom. And I'm like, what the... Someone's breaking into your house? Tell your mother!
Yeah. But she doesn't.
And then there's more drama with April, which, again, I was like, why? Why do we have to have this drama with April? I don't remember what happened. I didn't write it. I just said, I literally cannot take this high school drama.
Well, okay, then they went to school, and then they find Colleen in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. So Colleen is not alive, guys. She had her eyeballs burnt out and... Yeah.
And my takeaway was, high school drama!
Yeah.
I can't handle it! I really didn't care about Colleen.
Yeah. Which is like, so Colleen, that's like how the Lux and murder...
Did they find... Was she the one found in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Did you say that already?
Yeah. Did I? I don't know. But yeah, Colleen was found dead in the bathroom.
Okay. And then what? April must start accusing the Luxon of murder. That's probably what happens.
Yeah,
and then I got really pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly it. So then they get, like, taken out of school because, you know, this horrible thing has happened. And then Evie just goes out for lunch with Heidi and Emery.
And Zoe doesn't want to hang out. And so in this moment, I was like, I was using office logic.
Because
I don't know if you know the episode of Office where they play murder mystery.
Yeah.
And Dwight's like, it's never the person you most suspect. It's never the person you least suspect. It's always the person you middle suspect. I mean, we don't know all the characters yet, but I was like, in this moment, I was like, Zoe's the prime suspect. She's acting super sketch. Like, she's showing up in places she shouldn't belong. And I was like, okay, clearly it's not her then.
So Evie goes to eat with Heidi and Emery. And Heidi is like, Colleen and Amanda were both blonde. And Evie is blonde. And so Evie's like, me next.
oh, that's why Blonde is important?
Yeah.
And then I was like, more reason you should tell your mom that someone broke in last night, because if you're next, someone is breaking into your house and might come in and get you.
Valid. And then Luke shows up wearing the worst shirt thus far.
Okay.
It says, wait, Muggle in the Streets, Wizard in the sheets. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep. It's really gross.
So that they can do some bow to go wow wow.
Yuck. Thank you.
I've commented that they've seen each other every day since they met, and yeah. It's been like 4 days.
He has like these special contacts to make his purple eyes less purple, because the Luxon have unnatural
colored eyes. Like, they're so beautiful.
Yeah. Another thing that weirdly pissed me off. She drinks Coke and is like, wow, Coca-Cola, this is insane.
Oh, because her mom's never given her Coke before.
Yeah. And she's
some of these things all start to make sense, though, by the end
of
the
book. And then she's like, I always thought I like, or like, Heidi's like, you always liked Pepsi. And she's like, well, now I like Coke.
Which is really subtle. I'm sure there's other ways that you could have had that moment,
yeah,
that becomes clear later, but didn't need, like, could have been more.
Yeah, it was just weird. I don't know.
I mean, I don't drink Pepsi or Coke, but my parents are like Coke. They drink Coke. They don't drink Pepsi.
I guess, but it's still like, I was like, surely she's had Coke some point in her life.
Because sometimes restaurants only carry one or the other.
Yeah.
So if they didn't have Coke, would you just be like, okay, iced tea?
Yeah, that's where I was like, really? Is your preference like that strong? So she's hanging out with Luke, and then she asks him if he came into her house last night, like if he broke in.
Yeah.
And I was like, if the guy you're hanging out with, like if you have
the suspicion that he's breaking into your house
and like being really sneaky and creepy about it, because like this break in, like, the door was open, and then
the person went into her mom's office.
Yeah, and then someone went into her mom's office, and then like came past her really fast and touched her face.
So it was obviously a Luxon, because they're
super.
So that's another thing that all Luxon have the ability.
No, I don't think it's all Luxon. I know.
So confusing.
I know. But yeah, Luxon are speedy fast, and then there's a something else that's also speedy fast. But yeah, I'm like, if the guy you're hanging out with, if you have any inkling that he might have broken into your house, that's a red flag.
Big red flag. But instead, she's like, Luke, can you come over and help me investigate?
Like, yeah, or like break into my mom's office.
Ugh. And she decides, Emery, who I didn't actually name in this moment, but Emery is the one who's like, you can trust him. I'm like, you don't know Emery. You can't, like... Emery is the girl your friend started dating 4 days ago.
Yeah.
When someone you don't know tells you to trust someone else you don't know,
that's not...
don't trust them.
Yeah.
But she does.
Yeah.
And then on the drive home, he like keeps like planting seeds that her mom is bad.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off.
Yeah. That she then wasn't like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. I just wrote, if her mom ends up being trustworthy in the end, I'ma be pissed. Because it just felt like he was manipulating her to, like, pick not, him, go to him,
yeah, like, to
him,
not trust anyone around her
except for him. And I was like, you?
Yeah, that's, it's no good. Yeah, so then she gets Luke's number. And that line that you're talking about where Emery's like, you can trust Luke. Emery goes, out of everyone you've ever met, you can trust Luke. And I was like, okay, lady. That's a bold statement. So then Luke calls her and tells her not to trust her mom and to come to the club. So she does that. And then, so she runs into James briefly, and James is like, do you think it's a good idea to go to that club, considering there's all these missing and murdered girls?
See, illogical. What moments were you like, she's a logical person?
Okay, you're right. So then she gets to the club, and Luke answers the door shirtless, and he's insanely hot.
Here's one of my this is one of my cheesiest lines because we finally get to see him shirtless. He had abs for days. Which is really short, but I was just like, no, no. So, I mean, I don't even know if teenagers talk like that anymore. I never said things like that.
I had a line that I read out loud to Alex. I read this line. I had no idea what his skin felt like, but I imagined it felt like silk stretched over steel. I read that to Alex, and Alex is like, well, first of all, that's not how skin on anyone feels.
It's so bad.
She goes up to his place, and
he reveals lots of things, which are really important.
He reveals he's an origin, which is the offspring of a Luxon and a mutated human. Because when Luxon heal humans, they mutate them. And then also that government program that her parents worked for did experiments on Luxon and humans and was trying to make super soldiers and blah, blah, blah. And they were trying to heal and blah, blah, blah. So he's like, Luxon can heal humans, but then they mutate them. And then Origin can also heal really fast. They heal faster. Origin just do everything that better. Luxon do better.
Yeah.
And then he tells her about this girl that he knew.
Yeah. At this moment, again, I was like, Evie, this feels super obvious that this girl is you.
Yeah. Yeah. So he knew this girl whose name
was Nadia.
Yep.
She lived in the same town that Evie lived in before the war. They're the same age. And Luke knew who Evie was immediately upon seeing her.
Yeah. So then Luke has to go deal with something. And then that one Luxon that was sick at the beginning, it's like, you should stay away from this guy.
I wrote, I think she should listen, but she won't. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a second half of this book.
So chapter 17.
In this chapter, I've written that Amanda's dead too, but why did I write it here? That feels like it was very out of place.
That's where it is.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, Amanda shows up dead in the parking lot. Her eyes burnt out.
Just the same.
Yep.
And then all I wrote for chapter 17 was, this was an irrelevant chapter. What happens?
Oh, this is really important. How did you...
maybe it was like really long and I was just like, uh-huh.
Yeah, so Amanda shows up dead and then she goes to the club again. And because Luke says, come see me. They're going to talk, but then they get interrupted again because there's Luxon downstairs who are like, we need a place. You need to get us out of town or something.
See, I have that all in chapter 18.
The start of it is in 17. And then, so then she sneaks down and overhears them and then they see her and then chapter 18 starts and then the fighting starts. And so, yeah.
So that was all that was mattered to me.
Yeah, Luke kills everyone.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm really partial to peaches. And then, because they smell her as well.
Yes.
And then...
That was my cheesiest line, was this moment.
Yeah.
You just tried to kill peaches, and I find myself impartial to peaches.
I'm partial.
Impartial? Impartial? Partial?
I'm partial to peaches.
Oh.
Impartial would be the opposite.
And I find, so then it must have been, okay, let me read it again. You just tried to kill peaches, and I find myself partial to peaches.
Yes.
Even the edible ones.
Yeah, that
was that the part was the, I was like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's really into that. So then she goes home, and she has these scratches on her stomach, and then she goes to school, and there's an anti-alien rally led by April.
Also, I just pointed out, like, every time he's about to, like, talk more about Nadia, they get interrupted by something, and I'm like, clearly this is just the author, like, prolonging reveal. Except for, I immediately knew.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is only a reveal to Evie.
Yeah.
Not to us.
Yeah.
What's the point? Just tell us now.
Yeah. Yeah, so Luke shows up, and I wrote, there was a weird interaction where, like, James was like, are you sure you want to be hanging out with this guy? And I was like, what is the point of James? Is he evil? Is he good? Is he just a dude in this story? Like, why does he exist? Yeah, so then he, like, comes home with her. Luke does, obviously. And then they just watch alien movies, and he tells her nothing. Yeah, then there's another alien rally. Then he comes over and heals the scratches on her belly. And then they find out two more people have been murdered. And then Evie and James walks into class. Are there things in here that you need to insert?
I'm just looking. So one of the things that he points out, it's another red flag to me. I was like, the way I had that moment, I just, for you all, I kind of just like tilted my head up and like, because I thought to myself, I think he gaslights her. So let's talk about it. So one thing he says, she says, you like always evade everything. And then he says, you're just not paying attention, which I think would be gaslighting because it's like altering a reality to make her feel like she is the problem when he is 100% evasive.
Yes.
There is no like.
Well, Kate, but he's 100. He should just own up to being evasive.
Yes.
But she is the only one in this story that does not know what's going on.
That's true.
Every other person in this whole story knows what's going on.
They all know because they know the past.
Yeah.
And she doesn't.
Yeah. And that, so yeah, he's like, you should pay attention and like figure out the past somehow that you don't remember, which is kind of absurd. But yeah, so I'm on chapter 20 now.
Okay. They almost kiss in chapter 19.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Which I only wrote because, yes, I think he's terrible. But when they were about to kiss, I was like, finally. And I was like, dang it. Don't be slightly excited that this is finally happening because you don't want them to be together. So I was like, okay, at least the author has like that ability to like wrap me in. Yeah. Even though I don't want to be wrapped in, she was wrapping me in.
Yeah. Then that one random guy that picked up her books that one time in the parking lot shows
I know.
Up.
I wrote, jeepers. I don't remember this happening. Did that actually happen? Or did not? Like, did you remember that from earlier? We didn't.
Yeah.
Did you mention it?
Yeah, I did.
Today?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even notice this time. It felt so irrelevant.
Yeah, so he's all like, hi, Evie. And then he tells her that he's been murdering people in a creepy manner. Like, he's like, they're blonde like you, and that's why I was murdering them. And I'm just a creep, and I'm trying to be bully Luke, essentially. Yes.
And I wrote, it's getting good. Finally.
Yeah.
Chapter 20.
Yeah, and he choked her in the middle of the night one time.
Yeah.
Which, like, we didn't mention, but, like, when she had the scratches on her stomach.
She also had a sore neck, like she had been strangled.
Yeah.
And it was him.
Yeah.
Strangling her in the night.
Yeah. At this point, Evie discovers that Emery was a Luxon the whole time.
And I figured that in chapter 3.
Yeah!
That was when I wrote it. I'm like, she's obviously a Luxon.
Yeah! So. It was so obvious. I was like, I was kind of annoyed with Evie that she was like, what?
So oblivious still living around her. I mean, I guess Luke saying you don't pay attention is like,
maybe
fair. Yeah. I just was bothered because he is evasive.
Yeah. And then this evil origin guy, he breaks her arm. And I was like, this is so like Twilight. That one time in Twilight when some random people showed up and just broke her arm for no reason. But, okay, this is where she was being logical. They were all like, we need to get you to Luke because he's going to heal you. And she was like, I need a hospital. And then Luke was like, you need me. And I was like, counter offer, she needs a hospital. But yeah, then she wakes up in Luke's bed, of course, because that's where he took her. And then they have like this weird conversation where she like feels responsible for Colleen and Amanda's deaths because the other guy like... He was
targeting blonde women.
Because he thought they were her or something.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah. And then Luke, like, knows who this random origin is. And then he's like, but it can't be him. He's too young. But then there's, like, he had growth serum. And so that's why he's older. And it's just fucking weird. But yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just find it so interesting, the things I write versus the things you write. I wrote, they almost kissed again.
They almost kissed again. I did write that.
But still not yet. And then she says, like, her internal commentary is, I have wanted this forever. I'm like, forever? You've known him for 5 days. Clearly you're Nadia. Like, she's like, why am I thinking like this?
Yeah.
Like, because you're Nadia. And you've loved him for years. You just can't remember, you dummy.
Yeah, so then there's, like, a bunch of stuff that, looking back, not really relevant.
So actually, fortunate enough, I could give you the highlights because my first note for chapter 22 to 26, I was super confused for a moment, was I was in the pool and unable to get my phone. I was like, what? Evie was in the pool? What about a phone? And then I was like, oh, me, Mariah was in the pool. Which is accurate. I was at my friend's house in her pool reading on a floaty, and I didn't want to get my phone for fear of dropping it in the water.
Yeah.
So I just read these four chapters. And so only wrote what I remembered rather than summary. Which is 7 points for all four chapters. All
right, let's go.
Actually, six, because my first point is, the things that stuck out to me, colon. Luke, these are going to be useless, you're going to have to go after. So, he says the same line he said to Nadia, to Evie, and I was like, again. So he says, like, I will love you with every breath I take, or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what he said to Nadia before she died, and then he says it to Evie. I'm like, Evie, get a clue! And then Evie finds out she's Nadia, da 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 da.
Yeah.
Her mom is also a Luxon.
Yeah.
And she's only lived with her mom for 4 years because, spoiler, Luke killed a bunch of kids. Minus, like, what?
You don't remember that? No. That was the thing I felt like you were not getting to.
She's only lived with her mom for 4 years because, why? Her parents actually died in the war? No, why?
She was, essentially an orphan, and then she
had. And she was friends with Luke.
Yeah.
But why did she end up with her mom?
I'll explain that in a sec.
Okay, and then Luke killed a bunch of kids who were all Origins.
Yeah.
But he let Micah go because Micah felt like, he felt like Micah was the most regular one.
Yeah.
But he was the murderer. He was actually the one, like, manipulating all of the other ones.
Yes.
And then my last note was, Evie is so into him.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Which is weird when you, like, hear that someone has killed a bunch of kids. Okay, so do you want me to explain how she ended up with mom?
Yeah.
Okay, so she had, like, cancer or something. And so,
I'm remembering.
So they gave her, so there was this weird exchange where Luke said to her dad, like, you can have Evie.
And save her life.
But I will, and then I will never interact with her again, which is weird. And then the dad, who had a daughter previously named Evelyn from a different marriage, not Sylvia's daughter.
Because Sylvia's a Luxon, so they couldn't have had, no, they could have, but they
didn't. No, they couldn't have had kids.
Why not?
It says that.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah, the dad had, Jason, who is her dad, had a daughter named Evelyn, who looked a lot like Evie, and then died, like, 3 years or something before he got this opportunity to steal Evie. So then he did this thing, he made this exchange with Luke, and then they did the cancer treatment, and then Evie forgot everything.
From her life.
And so then Sylvia, like, filled in all the blanks and then adopted Evie, essentially. Mm-hmm. Because she was, like, a new person now because she'd forgotten everything.
Everything. And because of the deal, she couldn't go back with Luke, but then...
Also, like, Luke was, like, for some reason, Luke was, like, okay with them having her, raising her as the daughter for some reason.
I don't remember why. But then Evie's dad decides he wants to go back on the deal and, like, kill Luke.
Yeah. And so then Sylvia killed the dad.
Yeah.
And so then Luke was like, I like Sylvia, so you can stay with her.
So you can stay with her. Like, she's good.
She's good. She killed him. Yeah. And it was just weird. And I was like, this is the weirdest backstory, like, ever. which, we're telling you all this, but technically she doesn't find that. No, she does find that out. She finds out, finds
she pictures finds out of her all as a kid. These. Yeah.
Yeah, she breaks into her mom's office finally and finds pictures of the other Evie. And then she's feeling all, like, lost, and she's like, who am I? What's going on with me? Why my mom isn't my mom? Blah, blah, blah. So then she goes to a party with James. And then this part, this is the part that I was like, okay, this book is kind of dumb. She finds out Zoe is an origin too.
Yes.
And I was just like, holy shit. Like, she was like, holy shit, everyone around me is a fucking alien. Because she found out her mom was an alien.
And, like, her best friend was an alien.
Like,
Emery was an alien.
Yeah.
Luke's an alien.
Everyone is an alien. And, like, and I was, like, on board with her at this point. I was like, yeah, it is kind of bullshit that literally everyone in your life was an alien and fucking lying to you. That's weird. Yeah, then she leaves and, like, runs into a parked car and knocks herself unconscious. Because she found a dead body.
I like that you added that part last. So it just sounds like she's like, everyone's aliens! And she's like, problem. So she runs into a car so hard that she knocks herself unconscious.
That's not what happens. She leaves the party because Luke and Zoe were there and she found
it. Then she sees a dead body.
And then she runs away.
She runs away from it in terror. And then
just run into a car. And then her and Luke have an intense makeout when she wakes up.
Super intense. They must be back at the club.
Yeah.
But then Luke stops it because he says, I don't want to have sex with you. I don't know if he says sex. Probably
not. Yeah, he doesn't want to go farther.
He says, I don't want to go further because you don't really know who you are and I want you to know who you are.
And she's like, whatever, I would have done it anyway.
And I wondered in this moment, like, what relationship did they have before? Because, like, the last time she was Nadia, she was 13. And I was like, what were you guys before this? Like, lovers? Like, dating? Just really good friends who, like, had really good sexual tension when you were 13? It just really threw me off.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it felt like they were just picking up where they left off is kind of what I felt like the author was trying to go for. But I was like, you were 13.
Yeah, I think they just cared about each other a lot.
A lot.
Chapter 30, I wrote, she talks to Zoe, and that's literally the only thing I wrote about chapter 30. I think Zoe...
I put chapter 30 and 31 together, so, and I only have two notes for both of them, so...
And then 31 is, bad origin comes and is jealous.
And kidnaps her.
Yes.
And I was like, duh, obviously, this is how this book is ending.
Yes. Yeah.
And then...
So this bad origin's name is Micah.
Yes, who is the one boy that...
That he let go when he was murdering
and,
the children.
And Evie again is like, what?! It's you?
He was like, what? It's you? And I was like, yeah, there's one person that it could be. And you're like, what? I literally didn't write anything at this point. Like, I wrote, they fight Micah.
I wrote, Luke saves her and she saves him.
Yep.
For some reason, I don't know what that means or what happened.
She was against a tree and Micah was like, I'm going to kill you. And then Luke came and like got him off of her and then... Micah hit Luke and then she put tree branches through Micah's eyes.
Wow. This is what happens when you read it like a few days ago versus 2 months.
Yeah. And then they like, and then Luke is like, that gave me enough time to heal. So then I was able to get him. And then,
And then it ends with chapter 33. They momentarily live happily ever after. And I wrote, I'm glad it didn't end on a cliffhanger because...
Yeah.
Then I didn't need to feel like I needed to read the next book.
Yeah.
Because, like, most sequels, they end it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
To make you want to know. And they didn't do that. Yeah. I was like, we can just pretend they lived happily ever after.
Yeah. I wrote, they talk, it sucks, and he never stops calling her Peaches, even though she repeatedly asks him to.
To not.
To not call her that.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was my thoughts. That was, like, my final thoughts was literally just, like, yep. She said, like, several times, stop calling me Peaches, and he never did.
No.
But at the same time, I almost understood it from the perspective of, like, he felt a little weird calling her Evie, given the weird fucking backstory there, like, in that she was kind of forcefully given a new identity.
Yeah. So, also, some things that are just, like, explaining things that we thought earlier. So, like, the Coca-Cola thing was because... Her mom didn't want her to have memories triggered, and before she was Evie, when she was Nadia, she loved Coke, so her mom only gave her Pepsi. And there was a bunch of other things like that, but you only mentioned the Coke one, and I don't remember the rest. Mm-hmm. The other one that I'm thinking of was, like, that her mom was drop-dead gorgeous, and, like, oh, of course she wouldn't be, because they're not genetically related.
Yeah.
So, like, those things were mentioned, and then it's like, oh, that's why?
Yeah.
But you have to wait until the end of the book. And there were way more. Those are just the only two we happened to write down.
Yeah. And a lot of the creepy stuff that Luke said kind of makes sense, but...
But don't be creepy.
Yeah. You could just not be creepy.
No. That's the other thing I wrote about creepiness and Luke was, like, they're trying to prove he's a good guy, and then he, like, murdered all those Luxon.
Yeah.
And he was like, but I, like, was saving you. And I was like, but good people don't murder people.
Yeah, he was, like, pretty bloodthirsty for hot boy.
Are we writing? Is that what we do next?
Yes.
Pull up your men.
Let me pull up my list of boys. Okay, so Not Pierrot.
No.
Not Callum, right?
No.
Not Will Grayson.
No.
Wade.
Who's Wade?
The old man.
Old man?
From the weird book.
Describe more.
Idaho.
Oh. Who's after Wade?
Jonah.
I mean, I feel like he's lower than Jonah.
Like, because Jonah didn't murder children?
Didn't murder children, and like, I mean, they're both similar in that it started out that they were bad guys.
So yeah, that they were kind of asshole-ish, but...
But, like, I think that Luke was much more asshole-ish than Jonah was.
Yeah.
And then I also think that Jonah turns it around much more than Luke does by the end of his book.
Yeah. Although I would argue that I felt like I liked Luke. I liked Luke quite a bit by the end, which surprised me a lot. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's around there somewhere.
Yeah, I would put... So yeah, after Jonah is Innkeeper. And I do feel like Luke might need to go above Innkeeper.
So then it's just a matter of, does he go above or below Jonah?
Yeah. You're leaning towards putting him...
Below.
Below Jonah? I could get on board with that. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so that puts him at number 6 on our list.
Okay.
He is above Innkeeper, Callias, Leeds, Chase you. He gets a last name for some reason. Some of them just do, you know?
We also know it. It feels like it was talked about. His last name was talked a lot about, Chase you.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Chase you.
Mac Flannery, Jackson, Go-Go, and then Travis.
I love the list. It's just like the most random group of men.
I know their names too. Like, they're very distinctive.
Who's Leeds?
From Layla.
Oh.
I know.
I really can't remember the names. Okay, so also, just so I just want, I like the only, I did research the books. So if you enjoyed book one, but you're like, I already know what happens, but you want to be like, hey, let's continue on, check out book two, which is called The Burning Shadow. And then the third book in the series, The Brightest Night, which is all part of the Origin series. Or if you want to, like, find out the origin of...
Of the origin.
Of the origin, find out about Luke and Nadia. The original series is called The Lux, which has them in it. Mm-hmm. They're not the main characters, but they're in it. And so apparently, Jennifer L. Armentrout, people loved Luke. They wanted more of him. And that's why he got his own standalone series.
Nice. So if it had Luke and Nadia, he must have been like a kid.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was during the invasion, I would guess.
I guess so. I don't know. There's quite a few in the Lux series. And they were like not main characters. So like I looked up what the series, and I looked up Luke like on, you know, like Wiki, whatever. And he's, like, not in all of the books, and he's not in some of the earlier books. I can't really remember, but he's in it. You could get a little glimpse of Luke and Nadia pre-Luke and Evie.
Yeah. What a wild backstory, though.
And I would guess other characters, like, what's her name? Maybe Emery's in it. Zoe.
Yeah.
Her mom.
I feel like the mom was relevant.
Yeah. Her dad could have been in it.
Yeah.
So many characters. Maybe Micah and Luke, you learn more about them.
Yeah, maybe fucking Archer, Kent, Damon, Connor. The list of boys.
All become more relevant, but for now.
Yeah.
It's a mystery to you and I.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men. Yeah. Or go to our Patreon.
Or go to our website.
We just got all the things now. Yeah. It's growing.
Yeah.